Y'all, I'm on the phone with David, president of the Dollywood Association, and he has been kind enough to take our phone call because, you know, I have a restaurant up there, Paula Deen Family Kitchen, and then I've got a retail store in Gatlinburg. And I was up there, David, like Saturday before the fires really broke out good. And I remember I was in the car and I looked up on top of the mountain. It looked like a house on fire, maybe a two-story house on fire up there. And I thought, well, gosh, that's strange looking. But Dollywood did not get any fire, correct?
That's correct. Dollywood did not, or the Dreammore Resort, or obviously Dixie Stampede or Lumberjack. They mm-hmm. The fires came very, very close, but thanks to some real heroic efforts, they were able to stop the fire on the perimeter of Dollywood.
That's great.
It's basically in Pigeon Forge, more at the south end, that was in some imminent danger around mm-hmm. the spur, but everything mm-hmm. around the island and mm-hmm. points north were fine and never really in under any kind of threat.
But say the final fires are almost out, correct?
Yeah, throughout the county, they are. The large fire in the national park is still not fully contained. I think I heard this morning it's only about 30% to 40% contained, and they felt
wow.
like it may be as long as 2 weeks before it was fully contained.
Wow.
But I think they're feeling, you know, with all the rain we've had and the efforts that
mm-hmm.
are being made, but they're not out of the woods yet, so to speak. But certainly it's a much better situation
right.
than it was a week ago.
And what about the arson? Are they leaning towards arson?
The superintendent of the park in the various press conferences has only gone so far as to say that it was human-caused. They have a federal investigation team still working to determine what exactly that means,
mm-hmm.
if there was arson or if it had been an accident.
Right.
As you know, it's been extremely dry here for months, and so it wouldn't take much to get this going. And then on Monday evening when all those winds whipped up, it just...
Mm-hmm.
It was the perfect storm. I mean, there was almost no escape from the fact that something was going to happen, but
yes.
I don't think anybody realized something of this
right.
was going to happen.
Right, because I left that Sunday morning, and the winds came in the next day on Monday. Well, tell me, what does a tourist look like there? Are people still coming?
Well, for Gatlinburg, yeah, they are in Pigeon Forge. Gatlinburg City is still closed. They're hoping to reopen the downtown on Wednesday
mm-hmm.
And get the main corridor in Gatlinburg was not harmed. So, you know, they will be able to get back into business. But
and how about Dollywood? Has Dollywood opened?
Yeah, Dollywood opened this past Friday and over the weekend, and business was good.
Good.
So that was very, very good. And I think that, you know, there's still people obviously coming to Pigeon Forge.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been clearly a lull, right, for these last few days. But I think
right.
all that will change. And,
right.
and I think the message we want to give to the world is that, you know, we're recovering and we want tourists to come. And
okay.
there's a lot here to enjoy. And your restaurant and the island and Dollywood, and they're all in business. And if they come, they're helping us in a most direct way by
okay.
coming visiting.
Okay, that's wonderful, David, because that was the main question I wanted to ask you. Is it best to stay away or to come and support any way you can? So we got our answer. You want the tourists to keep coming and be supportive in any way that they can.
Absolutely.
Well, I saw Dolly on TV the other day. And, you know, I've never met in person. I have received a personal note from her when we opened the restaurant almost 2 years ago now. And I heard what she was doing for the people that live there. And she must be an extremely kind, extraordinary woman.
I'd say that it's easy to say that Dolly's one of the most extraordinary people that have walked this earth on all kinds of ways. Of course, I am prejudiced because I know her quite well and certainly working for her for all these years. But, you know, last Wednesday, so a mere 48 hours after the fire, we all sat down to say, what are we going to do? And she said, I know what we're going to do, and her fund, which she's calling the My People Fund, to provide $1,000 a month for 6 months to every family who lost their home, whether they're rental or owner, in the fire. So we are busy this week getting those distribution plans together, and then next week on December 15th, we'll start that process so that we will put cash in people's hands so they can then choose for themselves what they need to restore their life back to
life. Well, that's wonderful. Well, please tell her that I sent my love to her, and I think she's a great example for women everywhere. Her kindness and the big heart that she has. And we'll keep y'all in our prayers. And in spite of everything, I want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas, David.
Thank you very much, Paula. I really appreciate it. And hope you have a Merry Christmas, too. And thank you for taking some time to help get the word out about what's happened and what is being done about it, and to promote the fact that we're ready for tourists to come and visit and to help and enjoy themselves as well. So thank you very much.
Well, that is just great. Is there anything that that other people can do, David, to help out?
There is. In terms of the fund that we've created to provide this assistance to people, it's called the My People Fund, and you can go to dollywoodfoundation.org to donate to that fund. 100% of the donations will go to support the families that have lost their homes, you know, in the in the fire. That certainly is a great place to start. And then secondly, to share that website and to share that opportunity for giving to their own orbit of influence of people they know, to get the word out. I'm really happy to say that the online donations have already surpassed $1 million.
Wow.
We know that there's going to be the need is such that we're going to need much more than that. So we're still actively fundraising to deliver on this $1,000 per month commitment. But certainly those are two really important ways to help. And then, as we've discussed, the last, if you would like to come visit the area and would like to spend some of your vacation and holiday time here, please do.
Well, thank you, David. And I hope y'all have a blessed day up there. And thank you for all the smiles that y'all bring to everybody that enters Dollywood. My grandchildren loved it.
Well, that's good. That made
and
my day.
They got me on some.
Have to come back.
They got me on some crazy rides up there.
Yeah, there's plenty of crazy rides. So I think I've retired from the ride riding career myself. But we hope they come back real soon.
Oh well, they will. And I thank you, David.
Okay, thank you, Paula. Pleasure talking to you.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
So the conversation that y'all just overheard with was with a man named David that has been with Dolly Parton for years and years, and he is the president of Dollywood, and they were able to keep the fire from coming into Dollywood. Thank goodness Gatlinburg, the main drag there, was unharmed. And the island where Paula Deen Family Kitchen is located was unharmed as well. So David told us about the fund that you could go to if you wanted to donate money. And, of course, Dolly, being the kind of woman that I heard that she is, she's donating $1,000 a month to every family up there that lost their home in the fire, whether you rented or whether you owned. So just keep them in your thoughts and prayers, and check out the fund that you can donate to. And I know, knowing the people up there like I do, they'll do everything to get everything right again. And don't forget, David said, please, y'all, please keep coming and supporting all the businesses up there, because this has definitely been a big interruption. So Dollywood is ready for visitors. I know the island at Pigeon Forge is counting on y'all to be there as well. And we appreciate everything that y'all have done. So have a great day, y'all. And thanks for listening.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton with Smokey. Now, we had a beautiful fall this year in the Smoky Mountains, but this extended drought has resulted in high wildfire danger. As dry as it is, please help firefighters avoid wildfires, hold off on burning leaves, tie up chains on trailers to avoid sparks, don't park vehicles on dry grass. Why, even a cozy campfire can spark a wildfire. Why don't you help firefighters keep the Smokies beautiful, right, Smokey? Yes.